Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Beans Taylor greeting you from the rostrum of the famed WGFM Concert Hall. We are about to bring you another brilliant concert of imaginative music presented in the vivacious and sparkling manner of Les Arcs qui Sont, under the distinguished baton of Monsieur François de Morne. In addition to Monsieur de Morne, this celebrated quintet is made up of such notable musicians as Wilhelm Banden, Abraham Rapp, Villistoso Lane, and Chilsonovich Bruce. And lending an air of sweet naivete to the concert is the charming Mavis, Edeltraut Jodelheimer. But to commence the commencement, Les Ayos de Buda, as our guests are known to their senoritas, offer the welcoming strains of a dynamic composition which is both impudent and strangely compelling. Its provocative rhythm is imbued with a gentle magic and weaves a tranquil, never-to-be-forgotten melodic spell. Listen to the sparkling and ingratiating rondo entitled Hocus Pocus. Gay and capricious is the sprightly little melody with which Les Arcs qui Sont continue their recital. The rhythmic scintillation of rhapsody is found in the celebrated excerpt from the musical background to the renowned dramatic success, The Cat's Night Out. Monsieur de Morne raises his baton with a flick of the wrist, gives the signal for the group to begin scatting at the Kit Kat. Thank you. And now, my heart beats uncontrollably. The highlight of the evening's entertainment, the lovely Edeltraut, takes the stage. Her delicate movements painting a hauntingly lovely picture of innocent beauty. Raising her golden voice in a tender tribute to love undying, she phrases in dulcet tones the elfin-like strains of a popular ballad. It is the exotic and colorful Blue Skies. But now, delving further into modern popularity, Monsieur de Monde conducts the quintet in a bit of music in the exotic tempo. His glowing genius illumines our program in this gay and imaginative capriccioso in twilight hue. Full of emotional intensity is this intriguing cavatina, Deep Jungle. Thank you. So our moment of listenable pleasure draws to a close, and we must bid adieu to Monsieur de Morne and his gay little jumping beans until next Monday at 7:30 p.m. We hope you've enjoyed this delightful little concert, and we invite you to join us next week. This is Dr. Beans Taylor saying au revoir and bonne nuit. Jumping Beans has been a full fidelity presentation of WGFM, the General Electric Company's frequency modulation station in Schenectady, New York.